you have another question for that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I see things grow and die, and things are made and they break. And when I ask myself on my inner touchstone, I can't help but think that one day mankind itself, which I'm always seeing growing, will one day itself, the universe is so large, we're so small. I sometimes I despair to think that one day Shakespeare might be there, but no one to read him. you know, I worry about that. I would like to know if there
is... But I'm worried about people in whose country Shakespeare was born, who are gradually distancing themselves from reading Shakespeare.
Well, yes.
Because of the age of television. Because of the aid of, you know, filth replacing nobility in providing you pleasure. You know, comparatively we are deteriorating in our tastes. And we are moving from decency to vulgarity in general. It is true of all the human pursuits today in any society in the world, not only the West. Imagine when music played a highly noble role of bringing peace to you, not excitement. Excitement was occasionally implied, but to deliver a noble message. But what is music today? It is excitement to grab whatever you can. The player at its basest level, you go for it and while your life away without realizing that we cannot have access to players equally in this world. Only we can be excited to have access to such player, but in reality it is impossible for man to divide player equally and to make it accessible to every home. Even the albums of popular music today cannot be bought by every home, while on television when they come across such glimpses they are excited even to have them. So you require crime to attain your goals of pleasure. And when the society is constantly moving in that direction, what would be left of decent values? So this is my problem which I face. This is the high time that the British people should pay attention to the root causes of crime and unrest and lack of content. No policing, no changes in the law can ever serve the purpose of bringing peace back to the country. It's impossible. What happened, the most tragic incident of a madman shooting down small innocent children. Unbelievable. Now, he was not a madman. This is wrong to say that he was a madman. Madmen won't do that. It lies beyond the scope of a madman to have done, committed such crime. He was standing on the border between sanity and madness. But madness of crime, not other madness. That man was created by the social values and trends of the nation. Child abuse is on the increase. And no moral measures are taken to bring it to a stop or to stem the trend. That man could have been the product of this society where he saw child abuse everywhere. Maybe himself was a subject of that. Maybe a deep psychological sense of revenge created such a man. So no legal measures or no extra hard, limitations imposed on the weapons you can possess and you cannot. This simply will not work. if you don't give licenses to people, it is the same type of people who rob others and run away with their weapons. And illicit trade of weapons is everywhere. It only makes the life difficult for the law-abiding people when you make it, you move your legislation in the direction of more stringent laws. Who suffer? Only the same or noble people, law-abiding civilians. And the criminals always remain outside the bounds of your stringent laws and legislations. The root causes always lie in the moral degradation and the overall atmosphere which promotes moral degradation in the name of liberty. Again, you know, the same liberty. When you support indecency in case of Salman Rushdie, how can you withhold supporting indecency in other cases? It's a general license. Freedom is freedom. Do whatever you will. On the other hand, the law continues to restrict people to more stringent ways of life. This is a contradiction in terms. On the one hand, the man is given the concept of freedom which knows no limits. You can do whatever you may. Player is the object, purpose of this life. On the other hand, laws continues to fight back what it releases itself. This can't do. Do whatever you may. The society will never return to peace unless moral measures are taken to remedy the ills which have been created by man himself.